This is one of those times where it's a little bit like when you've been on holiday and you've had a fantastic week and you've packed your cases and you've gone to the airport and you've checked in and you're now in the departure lounge and the feeling is, I just want to go home. And you don't want any delays and you don't want anybody making the journey any longer. And so that's the feeling. We've just about finished on camp. And I just want to leave a verse with you. I'm not going to take any time at all. I just want to leave a verse. Because we've been talking about big decisions this week. And there are people that have made big decisions on camp. There are people last night who made a big decision to follow Jesus. That was clearly brought to us. And people last night made a decision that will affect their eternal destiny. They made it last night. A massive decision. And in them this morning, a new work has begun. They're different people. And they're going home different people. And there's a verse that Paul writes to the church in Philippi, and he says this, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." And for some people at camp, a new work has begun in their lives. And as they go home, God will continue to work. They made a big decision. There are some people on camp who got to the point of making a big decision and have probably not just taken that step to make it. We listened last night about following or forsaking, and for some people they got right to the edge of making a decision to follow Jesus, and only eternity will tell whether that actually happened. For some people, they'll leave camp not making that decision, and that will change their destiny for eternity. And I just pray that you this morning, wherever you are on the last morning of camp, make a decision to go home a different person. Maybe when you go home, maybe there's things at home that you want to change. There's relationships that have been difficult that you want to try and mend. Jesus inside, making that new person, will help you do that. And maybe you want to go home now, having been at camp this week and heard what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Maybe you want to go home and get involved in your church and not just attend like you have been doing and not just sitting in a seat, but you really want to, you want to serve Jesus in a way that you've never served him before. And he who has begun that work in you will continue that. And maybe you're going home to a relationship with a husband or a wife that's not been what it should have been, and maybe it's been difficult, and maybe Jesus hasn't been the center of that relationship. And maybe the decision for you this morning is to go home and make Jesus central in your relationship with your husband or your wife. Maybe you're going home with a decision to make sure that when you go to work on Monday, or you go to college when you go back, or when you go to school, that you're going to stand for Jesus, as we heard earlier in the week, and make a stand and tell people who you are, and that that work that's begun in you will be continued. So maybe for some people that decision's not been made yet, but maybe when you go home, it's an opportunity to go home in a different way, to affect your church, to affect your family, to affect your marriage, to affect your workplace or your college. And this is what Paul says as we close. And we send this message out with all of us as we go home to our church and our family and our home and our workplace. He says this, "I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. Let's pray. Father, at the end of our camp, we thank you for all that you've blessed us with, for safety through this week, for all of the aspects of the weather that's made camp this year camp, for all of the fun and the laughter, for the new friends we've made, for the old friends that we've rekindled friendship, for the things we've heard, for the songs we've sung, for the decisions made. We thank you. We pray, Father, that everything we've done this week might just bring glory and honour to your Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. We want to point people to him. We want to direct people to him. And so as we leave this camp, we pray that all the honour and the glory goes to our Saviour. And now as we leave, as we shortly will leave this field and we'll go our way home, may the essence and the memories of this camp remain with us for such a long time. May we rejoice in all that's done. But may, Father, we be new people as we leave this place. For some people, it's a changed relationship with you, our God. They've come to know Jesus personally. For others, maybe we're leaving this place knowing that we've not been walking as we should, and maybe we've made that decision to walk closely to you. Whatever our circumstances, Father, bless us, we pray. Continue that work, we ask. As we've sung in the words of the hymn, our eyes are fixed on the return of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. Bless all that we've done, for we ask it, giving you thanks in the lovely name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, we're going to sing for the last time.